This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And joining us on the show this hour, attorney Larry LaRusso will be here. He's an author and he's penned a lot of books. And you've seen him on Fox News, CNN, USA Today, The Wall Street Journal. The books are two of them at least, Blue News and When Cops Kill, The Aftermath of a Critical Incident. It's fascinating in lieu of what has happened in the news of late. So we'll be talking to Larry LaRusso. Then later on in the hour, Jean Mullen will be joining us. She is a business exec and author, and we're going to be talking about how the traditional workplace in post-COVID-19 world will be different. And then we'll close things out with our friend Emily Foley, and she has suggestions for grads and dads coming up this month. And that's all this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. I'm very anxious to talk to our next guest. He's quite a gentleman. He is the principal of the law firm located in Atlanta, Georgia, of LaRusso Law. He is also a former law enforcement officer and the author of four books, two of which I have in my hand right now. One is called Blue News and the other one, When Cops Kill. You've seen him on Fox News, on CNN, on Fox Business Network. And now he's joining us to talk about these books. Our guest is Lance LaRusso. Hi, Lance. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I went through both of these books, and they are riveting. Let's take one here at a time. When Cops Kill, The Aftermath of a Critical Incident. You know, so many people, and rightfully so, talk about the victim, whether it's someone who has committed a crime, but so many times the officer is really the center of attention because why did he do it? And they have to go home to a family and live a normal life, too. And you've experienced that. What is that like, Lance?
I can tell you that officers who use force, especially officers who use deadly force, it changes their lives. In When Cops Kill and When Cops Kill, Blue News and the book Peacemaking, all the profits from those books go to law enforcement charities. So to date, we've donated about $25,000 to law enforcement charities.
Yes.
But I wrote When Cops Kill because after being a firearms instructor for now close to 30 years, we tell officers what to expect in the shooting itself, and we prepare them for that confrontation. But it's the aftermath, what they feel like afterwards. So we interviewed officers who had been involved in shootings, officers who had been shot in the line of duty, family members who got the phone call they dreaded ever getting, just to see how it affected them and what they could expect going forward. One of the people we interviewed was an officer who shot and killed a suspect, who shot and killed two police officers. It was 15 years after the event. He said that his goal was one day to make it 24 hours without thinking of the man that he killed. And we had to stop the meeting three times because he was still breaking down with emotion 15 years later.
Now, I think it's important to note here, too, Lance, is that even though they have shot someone who has committed a crime, and in many cases a very violent crime, that really doesn't lessen the blow, does it not? I mean, for example, there was a gentleman here on the Orlando Police Force about a year ago that was trying to save three children in an apartment with their father. They were ultimately all found dead. The gentleman killed the three children and shot himself. But in the process, the criminal shot through the door, injured the police officer, 25-year-old police officer with a family who is now in a vegetative state with no chance of recovery. When officers shoot and kill, if he was in the process of going after that man and killing him, there probably would have been remorse, even though that man was in the wrong. Am I incorrect in assuming that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's very difficult for officers to understand that somebody forced them into using deadly force. They refused to drop a weapon or they shot at the police. And, you know, in the situation you described, which is so sad, the other officers on that shift, not only what they had to see and witness, but the next day they put on that same uniform that someone shot at and went to work. And there's been some research done in the past few years about, people call it suicide by cop, and that a lot more of these situations actually are people trying to use law enforcement officers to commit suicide. There was a study done a few years ago with 700 officer-involved shootings involving 90 law enforcement agencies. And they started looking at some of the patterns, and in a situation like that, it sounds exactly like that person was trying to commit suicide by forcing a law enforcement officer to take that step and kill them. And when that happens, it takes a tremendous amount of toll on the officers, because not only did they have to take a life, but a lot of times they felt like they had no choice and they were pushed to it. This was not the armed robber who was trying to kill someone or the hostage that needed to be rescued. This is someone that controlled the stakes and forced the officer's hand.
Mm-hmm. I always say, though, whenever they jump on an officer about, you know, he shot this or he was overreacting and he punished somebody for doing something far over and above what they deserve, it's very simple. If the perpetrator, if the person who is committing the crime, the bad guy, the bad girl, just listened. I mean, if, you know, if a police officer is calling you stop and you don't, then it kind of got it coming. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's an interesting point, because we do know, without a doubt, we have seen people encouraging individuals to fight and struggle with the police. And we do know there's situations where the person that the officer is contacting has escalated the situation, really just because they were trying to prove a point. Mm-hmm. Of course, at the time, the officer didn't know that. So if an officer stops someone who fits the description of an armed robbery suspect, and the officer gets no cooperation, the person makes furtive movements, the person refuses to take their hands out of their pockets or runs, a reasonable person in the officer's skin, and the Supreme Court in a case called Graham versus Connor said we don't judge officers by a reasonable person, we judge them by a reasonable officer, because they do know things and tactics and procedures different than the average person. A reasonable officer in that situation would conclude that this person is either hiding something or may actually be the perpetrator. So the actions of folks resisting law enforcement because they want to look good on video and maybe get a payday by suing the officer, they are escalating these situations. And we hear about this term de-escalation. It takes two people to de-escalate a situation. The officer can de-escalate all they want, but if the other person they're dealing with doesn't de-escalate, there will be no de-escalation.
Lance, I'm going to go on my soapbox here right now with the book Blue News. All right, now this touches a subject that's very close to my heart because I've spent over 50 years in the broadcast media. We're going to be talking about how the news media handles shootings by police officers. Several decades, you say, have gone by where politicians of both political parties always supported those individuals of law enforcement. Yet you say that lately this has changed. Many politicians, and you specifically mentioned the fact that particularly Democrats are no longer supportive of law enforcement. A very cavalier statement, but one I think has great merit to it. What's going on? And I got to go along with the title of this Blue News because the news media doesn't know how to report this anymore.
Well, and it's interesting. The whole purpose of Blue News was to help law enforcement officers and the public understand and the media understand how to work together. They can't do the job without each other. And what we've seen is walls thrown up for the purpose of grabbing headlines. So, for example, a few months after President Obama was in office, there was a man who was questioned at the scene of a burglary. And that's what happened. They questioned him. They detained him, trying to find out if he was involved in this burglary. It turns out he was a Harvard professor. And the president, instead of saying, well, I wasn't there, I don't know what happened, I believe the quote was, the Cambridge police acted stupidly. This led to the famous beer summit. But what basically happened out of that is those officers were receiving death threats and receiving harassment every day from people on the ground. And what's interesting about that, if you watch that video of the famous beer summit, President Obama and Vice President Biden were walking well ahead of the professor with the cameras, and he couldn't get down the steps in the Rose Garden. Well, the person who helped him down the steps was the very police officer who was accused of wrongdoing.
Isn't that something? I forgot all about that little conference and what happened with the Cambridge police. And that's what I'm saying. It just seems to me that the news media, and I know I'm going to, all my friends are in the news media, are going to jump on my bones for this one. But the fact of the matter is, they seem to take hearsay more importantly than the whole story. And that certainly taints the men and women in blue. One night I rode with the sheriff's department. I came home the next morning and had a different view of exactly what goes on at 3 o'clock in the morning while everybody else is sleeping and what these men and women go up against while we have no clue. Yet we're Monday morning quarterbacks if they just slip and slide or do something that may not appear to be the proper thing to do when indeed it was because you and I weren't there to, you know, monitor it on the money.
Well, and one of the things that we see, and this was the purpose of Blue News, and Blue News, When Cops Kill and Peacemaking was about a cop's walk with Christ, are available on Amazon and BlueLineLawyer.com. When we look at Blue News, when you talk about the intersection of law enforcement and media, there is going to be an inherent inaccuracy even with the most professional reporter, especially when you have facts coming out sporadically. Law enforcement has to withhold certain facts in order to vet witnesses. We saw this in the Ferguson situation where we had people that were testifying about what happened, and they really, when it came down to it, they really didn't see anything. They were dealing with hearsay and what they had heard somebody else say to them.
Well, I understand that, Lance. The bottom line is there's going to be that disconnect because of the 24-hour news cycle that doesn't really give a reporter enough time to dig into the story, but that's when they have to be cautious and be journalists who are responsible, too. We're going to pause for a second, Lance. Please stay with us for another segment. Our guest is Lance LaRusso. He has penned several books. The two I have in front of me right now is When Cops Kill, The Aftermath of a Critical Incident, and the other being Blue News, the news media, how they handle shootings by police officers, and the trauma and all of the causes and potential effects that a police officer has when he has to shoot to kill. We're going to pause. Lance LaRusso and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgy today. My guest is staying over another segment. He is Lance LaRusso, former police officer, now litigator. He's written several books. And we mentioned the fact that with a 24-hour news cycle, it is very difficult sometimes for journalists to get all the facts before reporting it because of the competition.
And we're dealing with a zero news cycle now, a zero-time news cycle, where there isn't something happens at 2:30 in the afternoon and you've got 2.5 hours to put it together for the 5 o'clock news. With the internet websites and also with cable news, there really is no time. And I've talked to reporters who were very frustrated. They started out 30 years ago. They don't have the time to vet witnesses or vet the perspectives of witnesses who have said, well, I saw XYZ. They don't have time to go to where the witness was standing and looking to see what they saw. So there is a disconnect that's going to happen. But when you have somebody whose agenda gets in the way, where they're intentionally changing the facts or they're intentionally not reporting all of the facts. I'll give you an example I talk about in Blue News when the police in Missouri switched from their regular campaign hats, their regular duty hats, to the Kevlar helmets. It made out in the news that while they were trying to, they were inspiring riots, they were confrontational. Well, the reason they were doing that was the protesters are protected by the First Amendment. Rioters are not. Rioters are criminals. And the rioters were freezing pint-sized water bottles during the day and throwing them at police at night. Well, if you get hit in the side of the head with a frozen pint-sized water bottle, it's like getting hit with a brick. Well, in the morning, when the light was up and the media would take video and look on the ground, what they would see was water bottles because it was August and September, so they were melted. You know, when you have somebody who's not taking the time to go behind the scenes to learn more, people who are taking the word of witnesses, and part of Blue News was born out of Ferguson. Part of the problem was the police department was putting out nothing. They didn't put any information out for about 5 days until the video came out from the store, which was a strong-arm robbery. Some people called it a shoplifting. And then, you know, the response was, well, that's character assassination. No, that's what the officer was dealing with. But there was a lot more to that story. Darren Wilson had responded to a infant that was in distress minutes before in that situation, before he contacted Michael Brown. Michael Brown, the reason his body laid in the sun was because the medical examiner couldn't get to the scene because of all the shooting that was going on around. But yet the police were blamed for letting the body sit in the sun. And, you know, in most states, including Missouri, it's a felony to move a body without the permission of the medical examiner. The bottom line was the truth was there, but it got caught in such a frenzy. And the motto, and when I sign the inside of a copy of Blue News, I tell people, tell your own story. If you don't tell your own story, someone else will. And what we got from Ferguson from law enforcement not telling their own story properly is a false narrative of hands up, don't shoot. And you can ask 100 people if how many times Michael Brown was shot in the back, and they will give you a number. Michael Brown was never shot in the back, was never shot with his hands up, and that's according to the Department of Justice report on the shooting.
By the way, you did sign my books that way too, tell your story.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You mentioned a little bit earlier about the zero timeline to be able to break a story on national and local news, and I understand that totally, but there should be some kind of a judgment made that if you cannot take a story that you have sufficiently researched, and your main objective is to break it so that you can compete with your competitor down the street, and you say something that's inaccurate, and then have to go back and relive that later. But you know what? It's like in a courtroom. When you say something, they say, strike it from the record, but the jury still heard it.
Well, it's also on the internet forever, and the other issue with that, too, is you have the formal media who will do a retraction. They will note that we made a mistake. But as I talk about in When Cops Kill, I talk about the media and the informal media, the social media sources, the blogs and other sources that we see, vlogging and podcasts. They basically have become so prolific that information can come out in these informal sources without the influence of a professional judgment of a journalist, and it's there forever. There are lies that you can look up, and they are imprinted in the internet forever. And then, you know, I represented an officer who was involved in a shooting. It made international news, and when the officer was finally cleared by the district attorney's office, by a grand jury, by the U.S. attorney's office, the case made a one-paragraph story in a local newspaper. And I understand why. I understand that, you know, people weren't focused on it. But the problem is behind that is an officer who may have had to go into hiding to avoid the media and death threats. Children of that officer who are facing ridicule in school. Parent who are afraid to take their children to the ballpark to watch a game while this six-month or a year time frame is pending for the case to be heard by a grand jury.
It's a real shame that when you know someone who's a police officer and you fear for their life just for them putting on the suit and going and helping children walk across the street at the beginning of school just because they have that uniform on. That is a sad state of affairs. The book is called Blue News. The other one is When Cops Kill. You mentioned, of course, the third book, Peacemaking. You have a fourth book, though, and it is fiction, is it not?
Yes, it's fiction. It's five short stories. It's called Parallax, True Crime Tales. And the reason we're calling it True Crime Tales is they are fiction stories, but they apply police procedure, actual police procedure, to these tales. So, you know, my wife reads a lot of fiction, and it drives her crazy when someone says somebody pulls a Glock out of their holster and took the safety off. She wants to stop reading. So this actually is reality-based, and the five short stories are available on e-books. We've had so many calls for a book you can hold in your hand and an audiobook. We'll be coming out with those soon. And in the fall, I have a full-length novel coming out.
Any of these could be put into a movie form or a movie of the week or something?
Only if Robert Redford plays me. That's the only caveat I give them, and apparently they've rejected that outright. I would love it. I think people would enjoy it. I think people are fascinated, even with the bad publicity that people bring about law enforcement officers. I can assure you the general public supports law enforcement.
Yes.
And I think there is a genuine interest, like with your ride-along you mentioned. Now, people are genuinely interested in not only the human factor of an officer going to a stranger's house to protect them or to work a domestic dispute or deal with a child in need, but also the science of it. The science has changed tremendously since I went to the police academy in 1989. I mean, you're talking about 30 years of testing, not only ballistic testing, but also DNA, all sorts of science that goes into the average everyday case that was fiction. It was Buck Rogers, you know, 20 years ago. Nobody thought we'd ever have that type of technology.
Well, the fact of the matter is that with the success going all the way back to the early 50s, right up till yesterday, that police stories have still been the mainstay. Soap operas and police stories, you know, even cowboy westerns and variety shows went by the wayside, but not those two formats. Again, the books are Blue News, When Cops Kill, Peacemaking, and Parallax, True Crime Tales, all penned by our guest, Lance LoRusso. Good to have an Italian boy do well, Lance.
Thank you.
And I invite you to come back and join us again.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Lance. So important to get this out to the general public that these first responders we owe so much to. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Boston has declared racism a public health emergency, opening the door to making changes in police policy in the city.
There are other steps that we have to take in housing, in education, in economic development.
Also, police reform is coming to New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed sweeping legislation into law.
The community pays for the police department that they want. So what police department do you want?
Some states are seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. The CDC put out new guidelines. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says preventative measures work.
You can improve on the economy. You can get people back to work and still do the fundamental things like wearing a mask all the time when you're outside, of having this physical distance, of avoiding the congregation and crowds.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
All across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. A very appropriate guest for our times right now that we are experiencing. A very, very crazy time in our lifetime and in our history. Joining us right now is business executive and author Jeannie Mullen. And we're going to be talking about some of the top five, even more, items in the business world that may be changing and probably will be changing post-corona world. Joining us right now is our guest, Jeannie Mullen. Hi, Jeannie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks. I'm thrilled to be here.
Let's hope that we are in post-corona. I don't think we want to do this too many more months, years, whatever the case may be. You outline a very interesting list of ways that the traditional workplace is going to be different, and we're seeing that right now. You bring up some extremely valid points, some which I think are going to have to take a little bit of an adjustment by people who are in their own way about traditional. Change is always something, but let's talk about the meaning of the office that has changed.
Absolutely. You know, I think work, as we have known it, has completely been shattered. And we are living in a world where the workplace is very different, and it's going to remain that way, but not necessarily in a bad way. We are seeing that the office is going to become a place of great adjustment for the worker, an opportunity for work to now move into the home. The office, for 15% of workers, will continue to remain their home post-COVID-19.
I think the transformation from the office to home is one that takes a certain type of individual to be able to pull that off, because there is a certain amount of discipline that one needs working without somebody over them all the time. I don't mean that critical. Some people just need direction. And when you're doing it from home, it's easy to go to the refrigerator, watch the 6 o'clock news. How do you know as an employer that your employee is doing what they're supposed to do and working the time that they're supposed to be working? As an employer, I look at that and think to myself, that is an obstacle.
That is one way to look at it. And I think what we are seeing during the last 3 months is a definite change in productivity, but not in the way that you would expect. For many people, we're seeing productivity increase as that semblance of work-life balance has evolved into work-life blend.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. People may be stopping to watch the news, getting a snack from the refrigerator, helping their kids with online school. But the traditional workday isn't really a traditional workday anymore. People are doing their jobs at the time when it's most convenient to them. So the pros we're seeing are there are people who do not have a long commute. There are people who traditionally in an open workspace can't be as productive because they can't think and concentrate on what they're doing, now being able to concentrate at home. So if the employer has established the right set of rules and the right set of work from home strategies, including the ability to video chat during the workday, you'll see productivity is increasing in those scenarios. And it's interesting, at Daily Pay, what we have done during the pandemic is we set up a once-a-day check-in. We weren't sure how many people were going to show up, and we started to see that the majority of our company really wanted that personal connection while they were working. So over the 3 months, we've started to see coffees and afternoon work sessions set up. People turn on their Zoom video, and they're doing their own personal work just with others on video, so they still have that semblance of turning to your office coworker chatting. So there's that personal connection in addition to working remotely. So what we're hearing from a lot of our clients, from the CHROs at large businesses across the healthcare vertical, restaurants, manufacturing, call centers, are that they're expecting about 15% of their workforce to stay at home when we all return to the office. And to use that extra capacity for safety and safe distancing for the early people that return to work, but then establishing those productivity requirements to keep people who want to have a more flexible schedule and focus on more time with the family, giving them the ability to remain at home and work from home.
It's a two-edged sword, because when you go to work into an office environment, you have a little bit of energy that's going, because you're feeding off of other people, people are feeding off of you, ideas are flying, so on and so forth. That's one thing that lacks. One thing that it gains is you don't spend a lot of time at the water cooler, wasting a lot of time. And now we know that business travel is going to be redefined, at least for the next year, year and a half, because of the concerns there. And you talk about the higher expectations from employers. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so, you know, just as we talked about with what the new version of the office looks like, employers have a very different set of responsibilities than they had pre-COVID. Expectations from employers are that employers are now focused on their employees' personal safety, their financial security, and also their social security. And I don't mean social security checks. What I mean by that is new combination of working remotely and having this new generation of workforce with millennials and the beginning of Gen Z entering the workforce, the expectations are that the employer is looking out for them across their entire spectrum of needs. So certainly from a security and safety standpoint, what does the office look like? Will there be PPE? What are the health benefits and the rules and regulations that they're going to employ? Can I work from home? From a financial security standpoint, I mean, look, 53% of working Americans were negatively affected financially by the COVID crisis. Some took pay cuts, some were furloughed, some lost their jobs completely. Employees are looking for the employer to communicate, how are you going to ensure that I remain financially stable? So whether that is by offering people daily pay where they can access their pay as they earn it instead of waiting for a payday, whether that is by giving them bonuses, essential worker bonuses, one-time thank you bonuses, the worker is expecting the employer to take their financial needs to heart. And not just for them, but for the entire family that they're supporting when they come to work every day. And last but not least, you know, also with social. You know, we've all seen the events that have been happening around the United States as it relates to what's happened with George Floyd. Employees are expecting employers to take a stand and to step up and say, we believe that there should be equality in work. So whether it's personal safety, financial safety, or social safety, employees have put a lot on the shoulders of the employer. So the employer's got a huge cross to bear as it comes to returning back to an effective workplace.
And that's a very dangerous thing to do, because the employer's got to be feeling a great deal of concern for their employees, but if they say and do the wrong thing that doesn't agree with the majority, they're in trouble. The employers are in trouble. I mean, even in politics, and you take a side in politics. I remember my father, who was in business, when a presidential campaign came along, or even a mayor's campaign, he was very reluctant to take a side publicly because he didn't want to lose any business. And that may sound selfish, but it isn't. It's good business, because you don't know who you're going to offend. Let's go back for a second to daily pay. You mean getting paid daily?
Yeah, absolutely. Since 2015, Daily Pay, the company where I work, has been working with employers to enable their employees to access their pay as they earn it. Not in advance, not a loan, nothing to be repaid back. But if you've worked 5 days and you've made a certain amount of money and you need to take some of it to pay an unexpected bill or help cover costs, that's your money and you can have it early, not have to wait for payday.
Okay, but how do you adjust the FICA and Social Security deductions?
So the deductions are still withheld. Obviously, if you earned $100 $100 and have 20% in deductions, you would only be able to take $80 out early. We would never put an employee in a situation where come time for payday, they don't have the money to pay their taxes. So that is withheld, but all the other dollars are accessible for them to use leading up to payday. And to no change to the payroll system for the company, there's no cost to the company, and especially for the employees, there's no cost unless they need to take their money out early, and then it's a small $1.99 or $2.99 transaction fee, less than an ATM,
right,
which often saves them hundreds, if not $1,000 a year in overdraft fees, late fees, or even high credit card finance charge fees that they would have to pay if they couldn't get their money when they needed it.
Jeannie, where can we go for more information?
You can go to dailypay.com.
Our guest has been business executive and author Jeannie Mullen. Love to have you come back.
Thank you so much, and I'll take you up on that.
I hope you do. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. And I was just telling our next guest, who's a friend of ours on the show many, many times in the past, that I could use her help right now very, very badly. And I'll tell you the reason why. It's the graduation season. It's Father's Day. And I gotta tell you, coming up real quick are some really tight corners that we got to turn, because what do you get for both? Joining us right now is celebrity lifestyle and beauty journalist, broadcast veteran, and our friend, Emily Foley. Hi, Emily. How are you? Happy summertime.
Hi,
graduation's upon us. Father's Day is upon us. Let's take graduation first, because I have a nephew who's graduating, and I got to get him something, and I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, everybody says, just give him money. That's so cold. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I will tell you this. Grads that I have talked to this year, you know, how can we make you feel special? Things are so different. What can we do to make sure that you feel recognized? They do all say they want cash. There's something to be said to that, but I think you can make it a little more special depending on how well you know the graduate. So I think giving somebody the gift of a shopping spree is always super fun. So find out what their favorite store is and then get them a gift card to that store so they can go shopping online right now. Give them a little shopping spree. Make sure they know you're thinking about them and that you know, are so proud of them for their achievement.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because then they can go buy something with it. You know, sometimes when you give money, you kind of think that they're, you know, that you're hoping that they put it away and save it and all this happy other stuff. But that doesn't happen. You know, they go out and they go out with a girl or go out with a guy and bingo, it's gone. So, okay, so what kind of stores do we go to? I mean, I would assume that it would depend on male, female, and their particular taste.
I think you can always go generic. You know, you can go with an Amazon.com. You can always find stuff there. A lot of graduates, kids that age, are going to love listening to music, so you can always get them a gift card to, you know, wherever they stream music from. But, you know, maybe just a quick call to their parents, find out exactly what they're into and narrow that down even more to their particular, you know, what clothing store do they love or what have you.
Okay, good idea. Now the major league tough one. At Christmas time, Father's Day, birthdays. Now, see, my birthday sometimes falls on Father's Day. And I really, I kind of get gypped out on that deal. But anyway, be that as it may, not that I'm looking for gifts and presents or any kind of recognition. And this is going to be even tougher now because it doesn't fall on Father's Day this year. What do you get, Father? This is the tough one. There's no doubt.
Well, here's the thing. I think a lot of the time we overthink it. We think like, oh, you know, dads are so hard to shop for. But here's the thing. My dad and my husband love nothing more than a good steak dinner. So this year I'm going to turn to America's Original Butcher, which is Omaha Steaks. They're a fifth-generation, family-owned company, so they've been providing delicious, all-American, grain-fed beef and gourmet foods for more than 100 years, so they definitely know what they're doing. So for Father's Day, Omaha has tender, butcher-cut steaks in gift packages online to omahasteaks.com, and you can order a package of a fantastic family meal. You can choose the steaks that you want. They come with sides. They come with desserts. You can get little cheesecakes, and this literally comes to your door so you can have a fantastic Father's Day meal, celebrate dad, eat as a family, enjoy that wonderful family time. And then Omaha also has 50 retail stores across the country. So if you have one near you, you can do their call ahead ordering with curbside pickup if that's easier too.
Is there something else on the agenda other than food that might sustain him a little longer, so at least by Christmas time he's still using a drill or a really bad necktie or something?
I think sometimes that can be so challenging, and you're like, oh, I don't know which tool he already has. And I think there's something to be said, especially for right now with everything going on with Corona, just the idea of gathering together. So I think a nice bottle of wine is so special. And And Napa's Rombauer Vineyard is known for delicious, high-quality wines that, you know, it's going to make your dad smile. If you're going to be gathering together, bring that bottle of wine over to enjoy together. Rombauer's a family-owned winery. They know about gathering together, and they have this great Zinfandel that's really juicy. It's really smooth. It pairs great with food on the grill. Once again, if you are gathering together, you know, but make sure you both have this bottle of Zinfandel if you can't be together. And then, you know, talk over the phone while you're enjoying that glass of wine together. So you're chatting, you're doing the same activity, even if you are still social distancing or you are far away. And the Rombauer Vineyard Zinfandel is under $40 in stores. So it's super great price point. A lot of people, you know, think that's right in that sweet spot for a gift. But of course, it's important to remember this is a good gift for dad. It is for people 21 and over, and you should enjoy it together responsibly.
Would you put that in the category of a last minute gift so that you could have something right there for him?
I think that that's a good gift idea because you can do it last minute. People that know wine know all the intricacies there. People that don't really appreciate somebody else's expertise. I think there's something special about that, about, you know, let's pop this cork together and just sit and enjoy each other's company.
What about personalization? I mean, I get gifts a lot of times, and I think it's cool when it says something on it. Is that in?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of personalization. Once again, especially during times like this, I think a handwritten note goes so far.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you're an adult kid, you know, write your dad a thank you note, thanking him for all the things he's done for you through the years. I think that's great for graduates, too. You know, write them a card, put that gift card in there, but also write down why you're proud of them, why they're special to you. And that's something people save. You know, they save those cards, they save those letters, and they can look back on that for years to come.
You know, I've done that. I graduated 400 years ago, and I have gone back and checked that out. Now, what about wardrobe? If my sons turn around and buy me a wardrobe, I know that I can't go out in public with it because it's going to be something that's really bizarre. What do you do in that particular case when you have two different generations, the one receiving it and one giving it, and they're nowhere near being close?
Yeah, well, so here's what I think is great. I think hair styling products are a great thing for maybe the fashion savvy dad because you know he wants to look great, or maybe the dad that needs the help. I know growing up, my sister and I were solely responsible for making sure that my dad looked snazzy all the time because that was just not his thing. But, you know, one in two men actually experience scalp issues from styling products. So I'm super excited as a beauty guru myself that Head & Shoulders has designed a new hair styling product collection. So they've designed it to specifically address the fact that so many men do have that scalp irritation from traditional styling products. So these are going to be kind to your scalp, but also perform really well, have great hold. There's five different products. There's the clay, a gel, a putty, a pomade, and a cream. So depending on, you know, the age of the dad, their hair type, and their hairstyle, there really is something for everybody. Plus, it's new, so you look super hip and trendy that you're getting something brand new on the shelf.
I wish you were my daughter at this point.
I get that all the time.
I know you do. Emily, where can we go for more information on this and a whole plethora of other things that you have for graduates and for Father's Day coming up?
TipsOnTV.com.
TipsOnTV.com, right?
That's right.
Okay, Emily, it's always nice having you here. Have a great summer, but let's talk soon, okay?
Sounds great, Ron. Happy early Father's Day.
Thank you so much. And birthday, don't forget that.
That's my birthday, too.
Okay.
I should have had it on my calendar.
Thanks, Emily.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. Emily Foley, celebrity lifestyle and beauty journalist, telling us what to get for dads and grads this month, June. And there's more to come with Ron Secchi today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include comedian Louie Anderson, Bogie Latiner from the All Girls Garage, Ben Gillette, Captain Ron Nielsen, Larry LaRusso, who's an author and an attorney. He's been on CNN and on Fox News. Also business executive and author Jeannie Mullen and Emily Foley. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again. Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.